Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. I'm Donovan Brown, Principal DevOps Manager at Microsoft. In this video, I'm going to show you how to create a complete CI/CD pipeline inside Visual Studio. We never have to leave the IDE. Now, I want to be very clear, this is not right-click and publish. This is actually creating a CI build and a release pipeline and release management that's going to deploy our code all the way into Azure. All we need is an existing web-based application and an extension from the marketplace. All we have to do is go to Tools, choose Extension and Updates, and the one that you're going to want is called Continuous Delivery. I've already had it installed, but if you don't, you would simply go to Online, search for Continuous, and then install the extension. When you're done, you're going to have a completely new context menu inside of Visual Studio. So for example, here in the Solution Explorer, I happen to already have a solution open. If I were to go and right-click on my web-based project, I will now see a new item here called Configure Continuous Delivery. Now again, I want to point out, this is not the same as publish. When you publish, the code goes right from your machine into a web app inside of Azure, but it didn't go through a continuous integration build where you can run unit tests and test impact analysis and code coverage. And it also didn't go through a release pipeline where we can have approvals, run additional tests before the code actually ends up inside of production. So by using this new context menu, we're actually going to be able to build all of that, but you never have to leave Visual Studio. So let's get started and simply click on Configure Continuous Delivery. Now, what it's identifying here is that I see that you have a project, but I don't know where this project is supposed to be living inside of Visual Studio Team Services. Visual Studio Team Services is the tool that we're going to use that's going to allow us to build the continuous integration and the continuous delivery. So what it's saying now is we need to first take this code and actually put it somewhere in a project inside of Team Services. So if I simply click on this button here, it's now going to take me to an experience that allows me to create a project inside of Team Services, again, entirely inside of Visual Studio. I'll simply say, let's go ahead and publish my Git repo. It now already knows who I am because I've logged into my IDE as myself. It's now saying, great, I'm going to use your demonstrations.visualstudio.com Team Services account, and I'm going to create a brand new project in there called End-to-End Demo. Now, what it's doing is it's actually creating the project for me in Team Services. Historically, without this extension, I'd have to first go to Team Services, create a team project with a Git repo in that, clone that repo down to my machine before I could get started. But thanks to this extension, it's doing all of that for me, and I never have to switch context. I never have to leave my IDE, where I spend the majority of my time as a developer, and go somewhere else to get my work done. I'm able to stay focused in my IDE, have the Visual Studio IDE do everything that I need for me, and stay focused in creating an entire pipeline. So as you can see now, we actually have a team project already created, and it's actually showing it to me here in Team Explorer. So now that I have a place to store my code and to also build my pipeline, let's go back in and start this process again. So I'm going to right-click, I'm going to say Create Continuous Delivery Pipeline, and you're going to notice I now have a completely different dialog box. It knows where my code is supposed to live. It's then going to go query that for me, figure out what branch I'm working on, and then give me an opportunity to configure my deployment target. Now, the deployment target is clearly going to be Azure, and this is going to be a web app in Azure. I can control different aspects of it. For example, I can control what application service plan I use, which is how big of a resource do I want to run my app against. Also lets me know where in the world I'd like to run it, in which region, and then the name of the resource group that I want to create. It also makes sure that it generates a globally unique app service name, because all of them are going to be some name.azurewebapps.net. And yours has to be globally unique. But don't worry about this name, because you can attach a domain name, a friendly domain name that you purchased to your app service. So this really isn't that important, but I wanted to show you that you can actually configure this if you want to. Once that's done, I simply click on OK. Now, from within Visual Studio, it's leveraging that team project that it created for me inside of my Team Services account. It's already uploaded the source code there. It knows it's a Git repository, and it's now generating a continuous delivery pipeline for me automatically. It's going to create a continuous delivery, a pipeline including my CI and my CD. So when this is done, what I'll be able to do is take you inside of Visual Studio Team Services and show you everything that was created for us. If you look down in the output window here, you can see it's off communicating right now. And in a moment, we're actually going to get three different links, a link to the build, a link to the release, and a link to the assets that we have created for us out inside of Azure. That's going to be the target of our deployment. What I said earlier and what I really like about this flow now is that I don't have to go learn anything about Team Services. I don't have to go and work inside of the Azure portal. I'm able to stay inside of Visual Studio and do everything that I need with a right click, which is really powerful. So here in a moment, as you can see, all of our links just showed up. And what we're having is these are deep links inside of the team project that was created for me that allow me to see my build, my release, and also my app service inside of Azure. So let me just go ahead and copy one of these. So all we have to do now is fire up a browser, and then within that browser, navigate to one of those URLs. And this one should take us all the way inside of our team project. So here we are, and as you can see, there's actually a build already running. So if I go ahead and click on this, what we should be able to see is the output of our build server running our build for us automatically. Because as soon as it created our CI build, it went ahead and checked in our current code and started it down its pipeline. So let's see what was actually created. If I go and I edit this build definition, what we're going to see are all the tasks that were automatically set up for us to be able to build the code that we had inside of Visual Studio. Now this is where it starts to really deviate from a published experience to a true CI and CD experience, because you now have complete control over this build definition. You can add additional tasks. You can customize the tasks that are already there. For example, this test assemblies. If I come over here, there's a couple things I want to point out. This little flag icon is letting you know that there are new versions of this already available to you. Visual Studio Team Services is updated every 3 weeks with new functionality and new features. And we allow our customers to preview features, and this is one of the examples of that. That flag is letting me know that this task that I'm using actually has a preview version of it or a new version of it that I can elect to use inside of my build. And I'm going to turn this on and show you some of the cool stuff that we've added to our new test assemblies task. So if I go ahead and click on 2 as the version that I want, and I scroll down here, you'll see the first item I see here is run only impacted test. This allows our tools to actually analyze which lines of code were changed against which tests that we've run in the past, and we know which tests execute which lines of code, such that we don't have to run all your tests again. We're able to only run the test that are impacted by the changes that you've made. This can drastically reduce the amount of time it takes for you to do your build. Another thing that I'm a huge fan of is the ability to run my tests on multiple cores. So the build machine that I run it upon could be one of the hosted agents that we provide for you. We provide you three different pools, a Windows agent, two of those actually, and then also a Linux agent that you can use to build your code for any language targeting any platform. We also allow you to build your own inside of what we call a default pool. And if you do that, you might be building it on a really big machine with lots of different cores on that machine. And we can utilize those cores to actually run your unit tests much faster than we could if we ran them serially. We can now run them parallel as well. Another thing I really like is the enable code coverage. By simply checking this box, Visual Studio's team services will now not only execute my unit test, but monitor the code as it's being tested and highlight for me which lines of code I've actually covered with my test and which lines of code I need to go back in and write some more tests to make sure I get code coverage. If you don't see the task that you need or you'd like to add additional tasks, you can simply go to Add Task. This is an enormous list of tasks that come right out of the box that allow you to target any language targeting any platform. We have Docker support, Bower support, Chef support, right out of the box. CocoaPods, doesn't matter if you're doing Node.js, Java, if you need to deal with NPM or NuGet, all these tasks come out of the box. Now, in addition to what comes out of the box, you can also go to our marketplace. Our marketplace allows you to then download and add additional features to Visual Studio Team Services. These are vendors, individuals, and companies that have gone off and created extensions for Visual Studio Team Services that add additional functionality for you. You simply choose the one that you want, install it, and you instantly have new build tasks, new release tasks, new dashboards, new widgets. It's just an amazing ecosystem of value that we can instantly add to your Team Services account. Before you write your own, I would definitely come to the marketplace. But if you don't find what you're looking for, writing your own is extremely easy. If you already know PowerShell or you already know Node.js, you know how to write these tasks inside of our build system. It's completely open source, so every single task I just scrolled through is in GitHub right now, and you can actually go see exactly how we wrote them and use those as templates when you want to go off and write your own. So I encourage you to get involved, go look at our Git repo. If one of our tasks doesn't do what you think it should do, go ahead and issue a pull request, and we can actually take your contributions and actually put them inside of the box. A couple other things I wanted to point out about our build system. We have the ability to actually have variables. These variables can be encrypted as well. So by simply clicking on this padlock, I will now encrypt this value, and no one can ever see it but the person who put it in. Once I save this build definition, if I were to unlock that padlock, the entire value would be wiped out, making sure that no one sees it that's not supposed to see it. We have this set up as continuous integration by simply checking this box. which means upon every commit to this repository, this build is automatically going to kick off and start running. Another option that I want to talk about is the ability for you to create a work item upon failure. CI builds are supposed to build at every check-in, and some of them will actually fail because a developer made an error. And what we want to make sure is that the developer doesn't forget about that error. By actually having Team Services create a bug against that individual, they will then be haunted by that bug until they go back in and fix it and correct the build. One thing I want to talk about Team Services, we're using the CI and the CD portions of it, but it's so much more than that. It has test management inside of it. It has not only build and release, which I'm showing you today, it also has source control, work item tracking. It has package management. It's an amazing suite of features that allow you to take any idea that you want and turn it into a working piece of software for any language targeting any platform. So I'm just quickly going over some of the cool things that we have here. Creating a work item is obviously one of them. The other one are the pools that I was talking about earlier. We have a hosted one that has Visual Studio on it, and it's a Windows-based machine. We have a Linux-based one that has Docker tools on it, so you can build Docker images without having to install or build your own Docker host. We also have Visual Studio 2017 that works with our newer ASP.NET Core 1.0 or 1.1 that has the CSproj format as well. And then we have the default one. The default one allows you to then stand up your own build agents on-prem or in the cloud, and with them install whatever tools that you want on those build agents. So you don't have to wait for us to add them to our hosted build agents. You can start using beta versions of products that you like and install them on your own machines. And these machines, again, could be very big machines so that your builds go really, really fast. I'm a huge fan of default, or what I call private build agents, because it allows me to have complete control over the machine upon which my code is built. And it allows me to cache my dependencies, because when you use our hosted build agents, they get recycled every single time you're done with your build, which means if you download a lot of stuff, that can't be cached, because the next time we fire up a build, we're going to spin up a new machine for you to use. There's pluses and minuses to that. You just have to determine if it works for you. If not, send up a private agent. We give you one of them for free. You install whatever you want, cache whatever you want, and then you have the complete access to your build system. So what I wanted to show you there is what happens in our build. If we're to go back now, I'm going to cancel my changes here, and we go to look at the summary. The summary is where we get to see everything that happened during our build. We get to see our test results. We'll be able to see code coverage had we had it enabled automatically. We can see all of the work items and tasks that we might have had associated to this particular build. And down here in the right-hand corner where it says deployments, you can see that we already have a deployment that has already been successful. This is the CD portion of the CI/CD. By clicking on that, I can quickly jump to the release definition that deployed my code all the way out into Azure. So now if I come over here and edit this particular deployment, we'll be able to see here that this deployment is very similar to our build system. It's basically a series of environments and then the tasks that you want to perform in each one of those environments. And all we're doing is taking the result of our CI and deploying it out into Azure using our CD. So what I'm going to do here real quickly is I'm going to jump over to my portal inside of Azure so that I can show you that we've actually successfully deployed the application from Visual Studio all the way out into Azure without ever having to leave Visual Studio. So if I go over here to my resource groups, I can search for a resource group with the name demo in it. And there is our end-to-end resource group that was created by Visual Studio. Inside of it, we're going to find a web application that was created for us automatically. And then if I were to go back in and browse to this particular website, what we should see here is the code that I had running inside of Visual Studio, now actually hosted all the way out into Azure for us. Now, every change that a developer makes now will immediately be deployed inside of this Azure environment for us. This is giving us true continuous delivery. If I were to change the name or aspect of it, our developers don't have to lift a finger to get that code into Azure. They simply commit it and let the CI/CD pipeline inside of Visual Studio Team Services deliver their code all the way to Azure. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed that video here, and get started using Visual Studio Team Services Continuous Delivery Extension. Thank you so much.